Probing Parity Violation with the Four-Point Correlation Function of Bose Galaxies, by Oliver H. E. Philcox. Parity violating physics in the early universe can leave detectable traces in late-time observables. Whilst vector and tensor-type parity violation can be observed in the B-modes of the cosmic microwave background, scalar-type signatures are visible only in the four-point correlation function, 4PCF, and beyond. This work presents a blind test for parity violation in the 4PCF of the Bose CMASS sample, considering galaxy separations in the range 20,160 H1MPC. The parity-odd 4PCF contains no contributions from standard physics and can be efficiently measured using recently developed estimators. Data are analyzed using both a non-parametric rank test, comparing the Bose 4PCFs to those of realistic simulations, and a compressed chi-2 analysis, with the former avoiding the assumption of a Gaussian likelihood. These find similar results, with the rank test giving a detection probability of 99.6%, 2.9 sigma. This provides significant evidence for parity violation, either from cosmological sources or systematics. We perform a number of systematic tests, although these do not reveal any observational artifacts, we cannot exclude the possibility that our detection is caused by the simulations not faithfully representing the statistical properties of the Bose data. Our measurements can be used to constrain physical models of parity violation. As an example, we consider a coupling between the Enflaton NAU, 1, gauge field and place bounds on the latter's energy density, which are several orders of magnitude stronger than those previously reported. Upcoming probes such as DACI and Euclid will reveal whether our detection of parity violation is due to new physics, and strengthen the bounds on a variety of models. This was Probing Parity Violation with the Four-Point Correlation Function of Bose Galaxies, by Oliver H. E. Philcox.